On Kyiv's central Maidan Square, just before noon, an air raid alert. Within minutes, the sound of explosions. Air defense streaking through the sky. Some people ran for cover, taking shelter in a shopping center and metro station. Some looked scared, nervous about what would happen next.
Yes, we come here to be safe.
So what did you see what happened?
Yeah.
What did you see?
Explosions in the air. It's our air defense forces, so yes. They are working good.
The fear does accumulate, but what can we do? Until we defeat the enemy, we will have to be patient. Kyiv is more protected, so maybe it's not quite as scary as other cities.
Well, the air raid alert is ongoing, so many people still here in the metro station taking shelter. A lot of them very shaken because this is the first daytime attack in Kyiv in several weeks. Ukrainian military officials say they shot down cruise and ballistic missiles launched by Russia.
They attacked us with both Iskander-K and Iskander-M missiles.
Debris fell in some parts of the city, but Kyiv's mayor says that no one was killed. The air raid came after another night of Russian missile and drone attacks, the 15th in Kyiv since the start of May. This daytime raid is a frightening reminder for people in the city of similar attacks last year and could signal a new phase in the war. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.
Uganda's president has signed a new bill into law that allows the death penalty for so-called